From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A deadly and extreme atmospheric river overtook California this weekend into yesterday, causing record rainfall, heavy snow, and high winds, which knocked out power to nearly a million people while snarling travel. Hurricane-force winds plagued the mountains, including the 10,820-foot peak of Ward Mountain, where a gust of 162 miles per hour was clocked. In 2017, Ward Mountain set the state wind gust record of 199 miles per hour. Other impressive wind gusts reported on Sunday included 148 miles per hour at Palisades Tahoe and 125 miles per hour at Mammoth Mountain. In the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada, up to 6 feet of snow was expected, threatening road closures, avalanches, and blizzard conditions. At lower elevations, winds were not as extreme, but they were unusually high across a wide area, felling trees and knocking out power to nearly 900,000 customers Sunday, according to PowerOutage.us. San Francisco Airport reported 67-mile-per-hour gusts, while Sacramento topped out at 59. One man was killed in Yuba City, about 40 miles north of Sacramento, while removing a tree that had fallen on his house. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency for 8 counties, including Los Angeles and San Diego. Flooding was widespread across the state, causing roads to become rivers. Rain topped 10 inches at Stunt Ranch west of Los Angeles, and other nearby gauges recorded over 9 inches. By Monday morning, the entire Los Angeles metro was part of a National Weather Service high risk for excessive rainfall, including over 14 million people as the rain continued to stream northeastward over the area. Downtown Los Angeles was drenched with more than 4 inches of rain on Sunday, higher than the historical average monthly total, and it was the wettest day on record since 2004. A debris flow was reported to have impacted several homes in Encino, northwest of Los Angeles, early Monday morning. Los Angeles typically records 13 inches of rain between October 1st and March 31st, but this year it has already received over 11 inches of rain with nearly 2 months to go. As of midday Monday, the storm had dropped 6.5 inches of rain on the downtown area of L.A. and was the third highest rainfall for a storm spanning 2 calendar days. The current storm has delivered the wettest 2 days in downtown Los Angeles since 1956. As the California Atmospheric River Storm pivots into the southwestern U.S. midweek, heavy rain will raise the risk of flash flooding as well as unload heavy mountain snow on the region. AccuWeather estimates the preliminary total damage and economic loss from the intense storms and record rainfall will be between $9 and $11 billion. The storm is still impacting the most heavily populated part of the state and has caused damage to homes and businesses in highly developed and well-populated areas, including some of the most expensive neighborhoods in the state. This is a preliminary estimate as the storm effects are continuing to be felt and some areas of the state have not yet reported complete information about damage, injuries, or other impacts. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, the annual rite of Groundhog Day. It's not great at predicting the length of winter, but there are some science-based links between plants, animals, and incoming weather. You can read that article at AccuWeather.com. Also, unusual trees were found fossilized in Canada recently. They were buried alive 350 million years ago. You can read that story and a whole lot more at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money?
Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.